Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Thank you for joining us. We're taking a journey today across the Atlantic. We're going all the way to Spain. We're going to be visiting with two gentlemen who have a radio program of their own. They're also involved with very many spiritual endeavors. And they're going to share with us as we talk with Barry and JC from Spain, taking your calls at 564-1290. And welcome to our program. I'm Richard Dugan. Thank you very much for joining us as we get set to talk with a couple of gentlemen who are coming to us all the way from Spain, the EU, as it were, the European Union. And we're going to be talking with them about you. You're going to be helping us out by giving us a call here on the program. Our phone number here is 564-1290. If you're outside the area, listening online on the Internet, and you can call us 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290. Barry and JC are with us, and we want to welcome both of you for, and also thank you so much for staying up so late in the evening, or I suppose early in the morning there in Spain. Welcome.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Doing very well. My wife and I are both here, and we're expecting calls from listeners throughout the Central Coast and maybe, who knows, somewhere else around the world giving us a call, 866-564-1290, because, Barry, you are a medium, and, John, you do tarot readings.
That's right, Jeff.
And you've been doing it for quite a long time, both of you. Barry, you've been involved with mediumship, if you will, in the spiritual realm for 30 years or so.
Yes, as a professional medium, I've been working about 32 years now.
Okay. How did you get started?
Well, basically, I was able to hear and see spirit from the age of about 4 or 5, from what I can remember. And just as time went on, I started doing little snippets of readings for people. And then I got involved with a spiritual sanctuary in London, and I was the resident medium there, and it all grew from there.
In Europe, the whole spiritual mediumship and the metaphysical readings and these types of events, here it's still, I think, thought of as a little off the beaten path, sometimes way off the beaten path. What about in Europe? How were you perceived there and your colleagues?
It is the norm. It's an everyday thing, like somebody being a doctor or a nurse, completely accepted. And you even have doctors now, psychiatrists and various professions, even lawyers, consulting mediums.
Well, now, John, you've been a tarot reader for at least a decade or so. How did you get started, and why? I mean, why does this? Because it sounds to me like, Barry, in a way, you didn't have much choice. It was sort of thrust upon you by fate or the gods or what have you. But, John, why tarot reading?
I think you're more psychic than you let on. Your choice of words are very, very correct, yes. Barry said to me one day, he said, I have a reading for you. You're doing it at 4 o'clock or whenever it was. He said, and you're doing the tarot cards. Get on with it. And it all went from there.
And you had never read tarot cards before that day?
I had, but I didn't like them. So I switched to playing cards. And then people just liked the tarot, so I started with the tarot and just sort of carried on with it, really.
And the folks who call us at 564-1290 can either get a reading from you, John, with the cards, or from Barry.
No, only with Barry.
Oh, just with Barry, all right.
No, I over the phone I interpret dreams.
Okay.
But I've always found that the tarot cards only work in person.
Okay. Now, you've been doing the radio program
over the phone, and I just don't like it. I'm not happy with it.
I understand.
So I do the dreams, dream interpretations, and Barry does the messages.
Well, we're working on helping people's dreams to come true, so that may come in handy. Barry, you and John have been doing the radio program there in Europe for how long?
12 years.
And it's Beyond the Light is the name of the program.
That's correct.
And people can dial 101-349-5282-7070 if you got all those numbers down. It's at noon Spain time, and that
That's
would
correct.
Put it at about, I think, 3 a.m. Santa Barbara time, Pacific Coast time. So if you're up at 3 a.m., you have nothing else to do. And I believe you can hear it live streaming on the net or just the rebroadcasts.
Oh, no, you can hear it live streaming on the net.
And you can go to your website?
That's right.
Okay. Our number here is 564-1290, or across the country, 866-564-1290. And I'm going to kind of get the ball rolling here before we go to our first break. I have a question for the two of you, or for you, Barry.
Mm-hmm.
We have a situation with one of our vehicles, my wife's car, that things seem to keep happening to it. The vehicle was in, it was parked and was in an, was involved in or as part of a three-car accident with some injuries to other people. We were not anywhere around. Then, and it's still drivable, the radio went off and then just mysteriously came back on again.
Mm-hmm.
Now the tires, the rear tires are a little on the low side. It's as if the universe spirit is saying, don't drive this car, or something.
Can't you take the hint? Simple as that, isn't it?
Well, we've switched to the other car, if that means anything.
Well, the minute you said to me you've got something, a problem with the car straight away, before you even opened your mouth, spirit just said to me, just get rid of it.
Really?
Just get rid of it, because you're never going to have any peace with this vehicle.
Hmm.
And it will become a money pit.
And the vehicle that we're presently driving, which is a 92 Volkswagen, mm-hmm. That's the one we're driving now. Unfortunately,
yeah.
We have the second vehicle to do that with.
Yeah.
Hang on to that one.
Yeah, I don't get any problems with that at all.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So people can just basically call and ask, are there limitations, are there things that you will not discuss?
Well, it's not that we won't discuss, but the protocols are you can't really ask about somebody else because you're going into their private lives.
Okay. Even if you had their permission, you don't want to go there.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's a protocol.
So stay personal. Stay, it's on you. Or if you call up, it's I'm calling and I'm asking the questions about me.
That's so fine, yeah.
Okay, but any topic is open.
There's nothing that's taboo with me.
Okay. And the number is 564-1290.
Barry often says to people who call into the show, he says, do you really want this on air? Remember, you know, there's millions of people listening. Do you really want it on air?
Right. Now, I don't know what the rules and regulations regarding broadcast in Europe are, but here in the United States, we do have a protocol as far as our Federal Communications Commission is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have to maintain a clean vocabulary, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, as long as we use proper terminology, we can talk about just about anything on the air. So we encourage you to do so, and we're going to take your phone calls. We're going to come back, and we're also going to find out a little bit about Barry's singing career as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story. You stay with us, and we're going to come to you live both from Spain and from Santa Barbara, California, 564-1290, 866-564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and my wife is here with me, along with Barry and JC, and we're going to be taking your calls, giving you readings here on Tell Me Your Story. Don't go away. Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are talking with Barry and JC, calling us from Spain, and it is midnight there. Actually, it's now about 16 minutes after the hour, and it's a pleasure and a joy to have the two of you with us. We are taking your phone calls, 866-564-1290. That's right, 866-564-1290. That's toll-free. Give us a call. Or here locally, 564-1290. And I like the fact that we don't have to change anything when we go to that toll-free number. Now, I understand that Barry is a musician, and as a matter of fact, what we have here is a little bit of his music.
I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain.
Barry, how long have you been singing?
I've been singing 2 months.
2 months?
Longer than that.
Come on.
Well, I've been taking singing lessons for about a year.
Okay.
And the album was created about 2 months ago, and it came out about 3 weeks ago.
And my understanding is that proceeds from this particular CD are going to a special cause there in Europe. What is that?
That's right. Here in Spain, we have a charity. It's a hospice called CUDECA, and it's a hospice for cancer care.
They do some unbelievable work, and it's rather, I'm not sure if you've been to the website or not and seen some of our guests and topics that we've had over the last few years, months and coming up, but transitioning has been a major subject and an interest of mine, and so we've been kind of looking at it from a lot of different perspectives in helping to demystify it, take away the fear and the anxiety and those types of things to help those who are left behind, if you will, us, and those who are transitioning to feel more comfortable so that that process isn't made larger than it is. It's nothing more than a part of this life going into the next.
Exactly.
And so you folks have hospice care there in the EU and in Spain, and that's what this CD is about in providing that. As a matter of fact, the title of the CD is Drop in the Ocean.
Right.
And you can go to their website if you are so inclined. We'll play another a little bit of one of the other tracks here in a little bit from Drop in the Ocean by Barry, and we'll give you that information as well to the website, richarddugan.com. Go to the schedules page, at least until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then you go to the radio show's page, page 4, and you can click on the link to their website and get a copy of the CD as well. Now, you gentlemen have been providing readings, and we're going to do that by allowing our callers to call in at 564-1290. That's 564-1290. What are some of the subjects that are of interest to the two of you? Barry, we'll start with you. From a spiritual or metaphysical perspective, when you are giving readings, is there anything that stands out to for you more than some than other things when you're giving a reading for someone?
Not at all. I think what, if you say what's of interest to me, my interest is of the spiritual well-being of people and, of course, their physical health.
Mm-hmm.
That's what comes through very strong when I work with spirit. But I just like the complete variation of whatever spirit wants to give.
And what about you, John? You have any special interests?
Special interests in the type of reading given?
Yes.
No, not really. I'm just amazed at the variety of information that comes through and the variety of people that actually come for a reading. And, you know, I say to many people, you know, You look at the person and you think one thing, and then you start the reading, and it's completely different. And it really does teach you, do not take people on face value. Look behind the mask on a lot of occasions, and you'll see a completely different person. But the type of reading I like best, really, is that this pure clairvoyant reading, where you get a loved one who comes through from spirit, who's passed over. And those links are really special.
So you've been doing the radio program. When you're not on air, are you you have an establishment where people can come to? Is it strictly through the internet and phones? What are the modes of providing information and guidance to folks?
Well, people can come to see us in person, and for that they'd have to make an appointment. If they want to do it over the telephone, as long as they are in North America, that's the States or Canada, or in Europe, we can call you. We set up a day and a time to give you a call, and Barry does the reading over the phone, and it's recorded at this end, and we can send that to you either as an MP3 file, or we can send it to you on a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we can do it from photographs, and you can contact us by telephone or through the website.
When someone is giving you information about a dream, and is that how you handle the dream interpretations, John?
Yeah.
Or does Barry kind of, so to speak, extract the information and then you sort of translate it as far as dreams are concerned?
No. When I do the dream interpretations on our show, people call in, they tell me what they dreamt about. And I'll give you an example. We had one lady who called in on Friday. Her daughter was having a succession of dreams concerning a plane crash. And she was worried that basically that if her daughter went on a plane, it would crash. So I was able to tell her, no, it wasn't anything to do with the plane crash. It's just the way that our brains process information. It was an obstacle dream, and something was stopping her from achieving her goal or the destination that she wanted to get to. And she needs to look at that and work out what it was that is causing her the obstacle, so to speak.
So that's how I do the dream interpretation.
Now, Barry, can you assist someone in maybe extracting a dream that they remembered the moment that they woke up, and it was profound and impactful and all of those wonderful things, but 10 minutes later they couldn't tell you to save their lives what that dream was about? Is there any way for you to assist someone in recalling that?
If spirit wish to do so, yes, that can be done. But you see, sometimes we are in a situation where it's not actually been a dream, we've had a spiritual visit, and we know because whatever it was so clear, it was so unbelievable, but we can't recall it.
Okay.
And basically then, spirit can say, right, the veil has to go down to stop us having the remembrance after a few minutes, otherwise we'd have this angst pulling us back to the spirit world, and we wouldn't be able to ground ourselves here on earth.
Yet there are those who have that angst because they want to remember what the dream was because it was a pretty cool dream, and they still have the feeling, the emotion.
That's right.
But they can't remember. I had one of those about a week, 10 days ago. And for the life of me, I cannot recall, but I know it was like I remember that there were familiar scenes and people, and yet...
Well, Richard, join the club. It happens to me on a regular basis. I know the feeling.
Yeah.
So join the club.
Absolutely.
And it's just one of those things, if spirit do not want to give it because it's just a thing you knew in that moment that you're having that spiritual journey, then that had to stay there, and we have to just accept spirit's choice with that.
That's a good point. That's a good point. There are times when spirit is not allowing the information to come through for a very good reason, that you're not ready to look at it right now. It is said that if we were to gain all the knowledge that there was to gain, it would burn us up physically, quite literally, because our brains and our psyche couldn't handle the download, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is what I try to teach people, because our show is not just a matter of somebody calling in and saying, oh, well, you know, what'd you get for me, or I've got problems with this. It's a matter of teaching them these sort of things that go on with spirit, teaching them about energies. And we also make sure it's feel-good radio to make them, on a physical level, feel good about themselves, getting the truth and the help.
Well, this is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and I'm talking with Barry and John from Spain. They have their own radio program, Beyond the Light, that airs at noon Spanish time. That puts it at 3 a.m. Pacific Coast time. So if you are so inclined, you want to... What's that?
I said you'd have to get up early.
Or stay up very, very late. And we do have a lot of late shows going on at that particular time in the morning. You can always give them a call, and I'm going to, just for the heck of it, I'm going to give you the phone number. Again, 3 a.m. Pacific time. It's 01034-952-8270. You can also go to their website. I'm sure the number is there as well. You can call us right now at 564-1290. That's 866-564-1290 if you're outside the area listening to us live on the internet. And we are streaming live, and you can tune in or call in, and we would love you to call in and ask Barry and John a question. Ask Barry a question. 866-564-1290 toll free, or 564-1290, and we will take your call live on the air. You can remain anonymous if you'd like. And does that happen a lot, Barry, that people, you obviously must know that whether they're giving the right name or not, or if that even matters.
Do I know? Yes, I do. Listen, I do about 2,000 readings a year.
Wow.
And I know automatically who's giving the right name and who isn't.
Okay.
So the spirit do tell me.
What is right now, let's say in the last few days or even the last week to 10 days, been the common thread through the majority of, say, either the readings or the impressions that you are getting, either regarding Europe or regarding the planet and its people and the mindset that's happening? What's permeating us right now?
I don't even have to think on it. Believe it or not, it's relationships.
Okay.
People having trouble with their boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, and their lives just not working out properly because the love's not right, and there's all complications around it. But I can assure you, it's all to do with emotions. It's unbelievable. Secondary, and that's all it is, the second area, is when will my property sell?
Primarily because the markets around the world are really rocking and rolling.
That's right. And to me, I know it's very important to the individual. They need to know these things. But to me, for the gift that I've got and what Spirit give me, it's a very small part of what I'm able to do.
Well, it's something that we here at Tell Me Your Story are excited about from the standpoint that you're bringing about a type of radio that we're trying to bring about, and we're trying to inform people and educate them as well as enlighten and uplift. New paradigms for a new world, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices so that you can make your dreams come true, whether you see them while you're sleeping or whether you daydream about them during the day. And John can help you with that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with your phone calls at 564-1290. That's 564-1290. Outside the area, 866-564-1290. And you can give us a call, and we'll take your calls when we come back from break. I'm Richard Dugan with Barry and John Chaplin, their own radio program in Spain, Beyond the Light. And we want you to stay with us here as the sunlight continues to shine down over Central California. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. This is Tell Me Your Story, and this is the time of your life. Give us a call at 564-1290. That is a Barry Chaplin singing in the background.
If we are wise, we know the thing.
Lean on Me is the name of the song, and it is Drop in the Ocean. A little break from format today, but that's not a problem. We are taking your calls at 564-1290. And before we go to our first call, I just wanted to mention, we were talking off air. Amrita made the comment that it's just incredible that we are actually able to communicate and talk over literally 5,000 miles away and 7 hours difference.
Mm-hmm. How many hours?
I think it's 7 hours.
9 hours difference.
Seven or eight, one of the two.
Nine.
Well, we have 3:30 here.
We're 12:30 here.
12:30. All right. Well, let's go to Frank, who is only 30 miles away from us in Ventura, California. Frank, welcome to the program. I introduce you to Barry and John Chapman, and what is your question for us?
Hello, Barry. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
Hola. I have a two-part question. The first is about my health, and the second is about whether I should begin my startup company in late August.
No. With the business, it's definitely not correct at this time.
Is there a good time for Frank to start his business?
From what Spirit is showing here, they do say that it should be what they show into the spring of next year, but this is definitely not a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Okay. And for the health area, the funny thing is, when you first came on the line, I was getting what I call here a negative vibration to do with the health, but believe it or not, nothing highly serious. This I've got to say. So anything around you can be adjusted.
Yeah.
But your guides are making it extremely clear that you're going to have to watch, especially things that are going into the body. I was going into the stomach area with you. And they say it's going to be the effect of whatever will be going into the body that's going to assist the body to do some repairs, to help the body go through a procedure, because unfortunately I am seeing a procedure that's going to need to take place to assist the health to upgrade or repair. I'm not getting anything that is... how can I say here? Totally detrimental to you, so it's not like the end of the world. But I cannot get to an area where I can say to you, Frank, that you're going to be again at the 100% health. I can't get that at all. But
you
your guys
I
are
should...
showing here very, very clearly that you are going to get to a stage of being able to stabilize health around about 93-94%. You
Great.
Need to take the pressure off life. And I do have a grandmother coming in here very, very clearly, and she just said to me, just to tell you, it's better to sit back and let the others do the running, and for you to sit still and calm down with situations, it's not worth the aggravation.
Wow.
Is that helpful, Frank?
It is, and it does seem to be on the right track.
Great. Well, I thank you very much for listening and for calling in. I hope you'll keep listening and give us a call the next time.
Thank you, Richard.
You're very welcome. That's how easy it is, folks. 564-1290, 866-564-1290 to talk with Barry, get a reading from Barry, and maybe John will chime in with a few words of his own, but nonetheless, we're here to take your calls. If you're outside the area listening on the Internet, it's 866-564-1290, and if you gentlemen don't mind, Barry, I'm just going to punch the line. We have a caller coming in, and what is your first name, and where are you calling from?
My name is Mark, and I'm calling from here in Santa Barbara, Richard.
I recognize the voice, and Mark, go ahead with your question for Barry.
Barry, I'm kind of thinking about when I might retire, if I should retire in the near future, and also just some health considerations. What are you picking up?
Okay. I don't get any concern about the retirement area, meaning if you don't wish to work, don't work.
Okay.
Because I'm sorry, but I've got to say this. I've had a granddad come through, and all he's saying to me quite clearly is you can afford it. So it means that you're not going to have to worry about money. You're not going to have to worry about support. You'll be okay. You'll get by.
Okay.
Okay. Health, I've got actually no sort of major vibration about the problems there as such. They do say that they want you to take care of more what they call emotional health, which is an important issue. And they're not calling you crazy or anything like that, but you need the calm sort of energy around you for emotional health and to focus more. With the health standard overall, as we get it into medical terms, nothing that cannot be looked after or taken care of. You're quite a tough soul. A gentle person when needed, but they say when it comes to the physical, tough, you will be fine with that. Just be careful of what they call the maneuverability part of the body.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, more concern in areas to do with joints, to do with possible arthritis. I'm not a doctor, I'm not diagnosing.
Yeah.
Possible arthritis or joint problems in the future. So just make sure that you're eating the correct foods, doing the right things that keep you healthy. But as I go to internal organs and stuff like that, not too worried about it. Spirits say you'll do quite well with that.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. Thank you, Barry, and thank you, Richard. It's a wonderful program.
Well, thank you. I hope that you and I can get together one of these days.
We will soon.
I mean, you're right here in town.
That's true.
All right. Thank you for calling, Mark.
Okay, Richard. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 564-1290, that's 866-564-1290 outside the area. And locally, again, 564-1290 to talk with, get a reading from Barry Chaplin. He is calling us, he and his partner there in crime, if you will, in spirit, in readings and cards and dreams, all the way from Spain, some 5,000 miles away. We will take your phone call here, 866-564-1290 or just 564-1290. And I'm very excited about all of this because you folks sort of landed on my doorstep. I'm not going to say by accident. There are no accidents.
No.
I had a friend of mine who is also a medium who I met in Arizona, in Phoenix, when I was there, and had her on a program back there. And we were going to have her on the program today. And for whatever reason, she was unable to appear and suggested you two gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And we connected over the phone for a short time, and the next thing you know, here you are.
And meant to be.
Absolutely. And it's very, very exciting.
I hear a voice in the background.
That is Amrita. that's my wife. Yes. See, you can't get away. You cannot escape. It's not possible. Now, do you have a question?
Oh, I was just curious if you may have a reading for Richard.
Oh. Okay, I will not give permission, and then I will ask the question of a reading for myself.
All right.
You realize how risky this is?
I know. It's all about risk, right?
Yes, it is.
Do you have a question?
I would be very curious as to what you see for both Amrita and I as far as our future travels.
From what I was seeing, you were just sort of joking with each other, there's going to be a lot of moving around.
Cool.
And Spirit make it very clear that you won't simply be sort of staying in the States. You will be not just going abroad, you'll be going to obscure places as well, unusual places.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it very clear there's going to be also with you, so it's like reporting or writing, taking notes of things. So it's like a learning course when you're actually going out seeing these different things,
mm-hmm.
and different places. I'm not convinced, I don't know if it, you're going to be upset about this, but I'm not convinced what spirit is showing here, that the end of your days will be actually served where you're living now.
Hmm. Will be or will not be?
No, I don't get it being there.
Good.
Okay.
But remember, that's a lot of years away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of changes that will go on between now and then. But yes, you'll be in the States, but I don't get you being there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
In between, I see Europe. I'm seeing, as I say, some obscure places. I'm even seeing Mexico around you.
Hmm.
And spirits say there's going to be a connection that's going to come up with an invitation or an opportunity to go to India.
Oh.
And they say that's going to be very important to you, India, more than any of the travels you would have ever have done.
Applause from across the console.
You like that, do you? You like the idea?
Oh, yes. That's wonderful. Obviously, one of the dreams that I have shared with folks is of actually taking this radio program on the road and doing programs from various places around the world. So that's
will work.
That I'm very excited about. And who knows? We may even land on your doorstep. By the way, I'm rather intrigued in that respect that you actually have a map showing people how to get to, I believe it is what, the studio or your location where they can get
it's
readings?
It's where we live, where we do the readings from, yeah.
Okay.
That's
are you intrigued?
It's very intriguing. Not many people would be so bold as to do so, but in order for you to do readings, they've got to know where you are.
They've got to know where we are.
There you are.
That's right. It's not just a straight highway here and there. When you come to Spain, we're up mountains, we're in villages, whether it be old villages or new villages, little towns.
Well, here in the States, especially in the southeastern part of the country, if you're traveling along and you want to know where something is, someone will stop, you know, you'll stop along the side of the road and they'll tell you, you go down a fair piece and when you get to the big tree, you'll turn left, but
Richard,
not until after you get past
Richard,
the stump. Yes.
You're preaching to the converted. We lived in Michigan. We lived there for 3.5 years in a small place called Decatur,
uh-huh.
which was 30 miles south of Kalamazoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. It was the boonies. So we know what it's like. We had 40 acres of land, and it was the boonies.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty exciting. That's pretty exciting. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 564-1290. That's 564-1290. We'll take your call if you're listening on the Internet or you're outside the area listening to us and you can't get through direct, then call us you call us direct. Long distance. It's 866. No, not collect. 866-564-1290. I told you the program was going to be fun and a little breaking from format. That's fine. We're talking with Barry and John Chapman, and we have a caller on the line. What is your first name, and where are you calling from?
Santa Barbara, Barbara from Santa Barbara.
All right, Barbara, and what's your question for Barry, Barbara?
Well, I've had a sort of a financial change in my life, and I want to find out about that, and also, even more importantly, naturally, it's about health.
Okay, Barry?
Okay, hi there.
I'm on.
Yes, you are on.
Well, from what Spirit is showing here, when you go into the financial situation, the way they turn it to me...
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay.
Just a minute. Maybe if I put on speakerphone, I can.
All right. If not, then what I'll have to ask you to do is I'll put you on hold, and then you listen on your radio.
There. Here I am.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Go ahead, Barry.
Okay. With what Spirit is showing me, when it comes to the monetary situation, it is what they call a death situation.
Because a what kind of situation?
It's a death situation. Now, that means things have tumbled. That's what it's showing here.
Yeah.
And they make it very clear. Unfortunately, there's not going to be what they call a great recovery connected with that. So it's a matter of, there's an old saying, cutting your cloth to your means, according to your means. You're going to have to change a lifestyle situation with things. So, unfortunately, there's not going to be a great recovery of this sort of sudden drop, the way things have gone. So you're going to have to reevaluate the way that you're living to get the money back into some sort of order. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, unfortunately, they're saying here in the health area, I can't give you what I call like a magic cure to situations. They do say the health will have to be watched very, very closely with you. Now, you're definitely not on the end run because you've got a few years yet left in you. But they say three things will have to be sorted out. One is going to have to go through what they call emotional health. The next thing is what we call mental health. So that isn't crazy, because it's a different sort of interpretation. What it means is how things have weighed you down through the problems that you've had. So that affects you psychosomatically.
Mm.
And they say, and then, which it could turn into sort of forms of depression, so we can look upon it on that level. And the other area is they're saying is overall general health isn't as high as what it should be. It's quite, on quite a low level. If we say you should be round about 93% with your health at this stage in your life, they're showing sort of 86% there. And they do say very clearly, you're not getting the absorption through your stomach to do with the correct foods. In other words, B12 and stuff like that, the lining of the stomach's not absorbing things. You're going to have external stuff to help your health pick up. So some people have to have things like B12 injections to help them. But they say generally, health is what they call age-related as it's going along. So I'm not getting you in the casket, in the grave, don't think of that at all. But I'm just saying here, health has to be watched at every turn, at every way, because it's going to be pretty heavy going for the next few months before we can get it boosted up to where it should be.
And always remember, Barbara, that any kind of information of that nature, you want to check with your physician, because Barry is not a doctor.
Well,
he's just giving you some information here.
I know, and I understand the emotional and mental. I'm trying very hard to avoid letting my financial problems bother me emotionally and mentally. You know, it's difficult,
right.
But I am fighting against that.
I understand. And know, too, that we are all, in one way or another, facing similar situations just because, well, we're paying the higher price of gas and it affects everything else. So you're not alone. We share and we are with you in spirit in that regard. So we'll lift you up as well. And we wish you the best. And how was that reading for you today?
Well, I appreciate it. It was very good. And I am just trying to figure out the recovery. He said, I don't know whether he meant no immediate recovery or no recovery.
Well, I think... go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, sorry. It's what I call here no big recovery, even if it went over 20 years.
How many years?
20.
Even if it went 20 years, you're not...
Oh, God.
And this is to do with money. This isn't to do with health.
So, in other words... forget about it and just carry on.
Just carry on. Basically, you start to economize a little bit and, you know, cut away a lot of the fat and so forth. So,
well, I've been doing that.
I understand.
Much more fat,
okay. Well, Barbara, I thank you very much for calling the program. Hope you keep listening.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barry. It's you know, I know it's hard sometimes for people to kind of grasp some of what we would perceive as the negative the negative stories and so forth. And so let me just take a break here. We're going to ask you to call us at 866-564-1290 or 564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are here with Barry and John Chaplin from Spain. They have their own radio program called Beyond the Light. And you're encouraged to give us a call, 866-564-1290. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Tell me your story. I'm Richard Dugan. My wife, Amrita, is here with me, and we're here with Barry and John Chaplin from Spain. Their own radio program of Beyond the Light can be heard on the Internet at 3 a.m. Santa Barbara time. It's noon their time, so they're wide awake and ready to go. And we also have a caller at 564-1290. Let's go to Richard in Santa Barbara. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, I turned 82 on July 19th, and I've always been in relatively good health. The only constant problem I've had was slightly elevated blood pressure, but my mother had the same situation, and she lived to 93, so I've had it checked out. But Monday of this week, I had quite a dizzy spell most of the day and a little bit on Tuesday, and I've been to my primary care physician. He thinks I had a tiny stroke, they call it, transient ischemic stroke. And I went to chiropractor Wednesday, and I also go to a acupuncturist. And
okay.
I just wonder if I've had a slight stroke or just a you know, just a bad day from whatever.
Barry?
Yeah, I could hardly hear the gentleman, but I did hear in the background what was going on about his health.
All right. Well, basically...
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay.
I got it. I actually have absolutely no warning from spirit, no worry. I just had somebody in spirit say, well, what do you expect? He's getting old.
Oh.
Yeah.
But no major problem.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
Oh. 82, did you say?
Pardon? 82, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Long way to go.
From that point, I would still have another 18 years to go. I have to outlive my great-grandmother, who passed on after 100. So I got a long way to go, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you.
You bet. Thank you, John. Richard.
Bye.
564-1290. That's 564-1290 to talk with Barry. Get a reading from Barry here on the program. Tell me your story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. I'm here with my wife, Amrita, and we're taking your calls. And we're also talking about... the various things that are happening around the world and relationships, as you said, Barry, were sort of at the top of the list as far as people's concerns. Has it really changed that much? I mean, hasn't that sort of been the number one issue for literally centuries for humankind?
Richard, it has. But you see, what it is, people always drag the financial thing into a relationship. And therefore, as the world starts to crumble, relationships can't stand up to it. Mm-hmm. And I've got to say, when that happens, then you can't love each other enough. Otherwise, you'd step over this and you'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people are crumbling more.
Mm. Interesting.
Mm.
Very interesting. Can you give us any insight into, because I know people, they start asking about what would be the more... earthly subjects and so forth while we wait for our next caller at 564-1290. In terms of, say, our coming elections in November, not necessarily picking a winner, but is the person that we are going to select going to lead us in a different and what some would think a brighter direction?
A much more positive direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Spirit have just said to me. And they make it very clear that the sooner this happens, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever this is that's coming in, Spirit says, especially chosen because they're going to be completely anti-fighting, anti-war. They're going to be more of a peaceful soul, wanting to actually get things correct for once.
Mm. But at the same time, every time, I mean, we have elections every 4 years as far as the president. And it seems as though the next guy that comes in sort of undoes what the last guy did and those types of things. I'm hoping that again, we can, again, move into a positive direction more so.
Yeah.
I don't feel a lot of leadership at this point. I don't feel somebody coaching us and supporting us and managing us in that respect.
Well, as Spirit just said, they said to me, it's not to do with leadership, it's to do with wisdom and influence.
Interesting.
And they made that quite clear.
They made it quite clear.
Mm.
Okay. Let me ask you about the various communities that are starting to spring up literally around the world. We're becoming very much aware of them here in the United States, here on the Central Coast as well. People who want to develop... These new communities, these new social structures that are self-sustaining, and this whole movement towards that, are those communities going to continue to grow, and what will happen to the existing cities?
The way that Spirit has shown me the world changing, that these things are going to grow and grow, and there's going to be many more of them.
Mm-hmm.
They will also now know how to interact with each other, even though they won't be living the same lifestyles and in the same areas. But it's going to close down the civilization that we've known, or crack it open completely, giving people more choice, more freedom, and having the chance to be the real people and not being governmental controlled. And that's the plan that Spirit has for this planet.
You have a lot of those communities that are springing up throughout Europe?
Yes. But they're, how can I say here, they're very little at the moment. Like, you'll find them in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find them out in villages. You'll find it like that. But it's not what I call so in your face at this time in Europe, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say it's so much in your face here either, but the people are still, they're saying, you know what, and I've even thought this myself, that I know there's another way to live. I don't know what it is exactly, but I know it's out there, and I'm going to search for it until I find it.
Absolutely, and that's why you're traveling, and not just for the show, mm-hmm. and your discovery is going to teach you a lot, and India is going to, we've never been to India, but Spirit, make it clear, for you, India will teach you a lot.
I look forward to that. Mm. Any particular timetable?
India should be a place that should be carried out from what they're showing me, your time structure and the way your karma is going within 18 months.
18 months? Wow. Mm.
Within that time.
We have a large... I'm sorry?
Richard, can I just jump in there?
Yes.
My brother's out in India at the moment, and he says, never visit it in the summer. It is like Central America. It is hot, humid, and nasty. Mm.
Well, okay. I was born and raised in...
The best time to visit is late September or the spring.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering about the winter. Only because I was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona, so I know what 122 in the shade is like already, and I didn't like it.
Mm. 120 in the shade is okay, but it's when you've got 100% humidity with it as well.
Oh, yikes.
That's when you don't want to be there.
That's when I'm saying I am moving, and I'm moving now. I am going to divest myself of all worldly possessions. I'm going with the clothes on my back and the sweat on my brow. Well, we only have a couple of moments left. I do want to thank both of you for joining us and sharing your time and for staying up so late with us. It's been
it's
great having you.
It's a pleasure. It's been lovely speaking with you.
And as we wrap up, is there a final message in, say, about 30, 45 seconds that you can share with us?
Basically what Spirit have always said, be peaceful, be happy, then your lives will take care of themselves.
Good words to live by. Good words to live by. And with that, I thank you, too, for joining us once again and for staying up so late there in Spain. Again, the radio program is Beyond the Light. 3 a.m. is the time here in Santa Barbara. And you can go to the website. The phone number's there. The radio station website is there as well. I couldn't even pronounce it if I tried at this particular point. But
Onda Cero.
I beg your pardon?
Onda Cero.
Onda Cero.
Oh, yeah, or you can say OCI.
OCI. All right. I will remember that. Again, it's Beyond the Light. And again, you can hear the rebroadcasts of them on the website. You have them archived. Mm-hmm. The CD is also available if you want to purchase that to help out the hospice facilities there in Spain. Drop in the Ocean is the name of the CD. Barry Chaplin is the musician, the singer. And once again, we thank you both for joining us here on Tell Me Your Story.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having us.
And if you'd stay on the line as we wrap things up, and I'm Richard Dugan, want you to stay tuned next week. We have an interesting program coming up. We're going to be talking about family traditions. We're going to be talking about how you can make them work for yourself and create new ones, new styles of family traditions that bring the family that you create together, whether it's a blood relative or in many cases, a lot of the relatives are gone, so we want to create other types of families. Traditions in the family, next Saturday, here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Love to Lal.